Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsberg, Real Strategies for Real Advisors, a podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
Hello, and welcome back to Unfiltered and Unstoppable. I am Rob Rumsberg, and today we will be diving into some of the rawest, realest, and most misunderstood part of sales, objections. So let's go ahead and let's go straight from the jump here. Objections aren't rejections. Really, what they are is a request for clarity. Really, it's a sign that your prospect is actually thinking, a sign that they're engaging. And if you know how to handle them, meaning really handle them, objections aren't roadblocks. They're really green lights. And so what we're going to see today in today's episode, I will be breaking down five of the most common client objections that we are hearing and seeing today, that financial advisors out there are hearing over and over again. And more importantly, how my top advisors are overcoming them in the real world. Now, I know there may be many of you out there saying, I don't ever get objections. And I've heard that before. And that could be a reality for sure for some that have all of their ducks in a row, their systems and processes in a row. But if and when ever a objection might come up, hopefully we'll cover that today and give you some great insight how to really help the client become comfortable with the process. And we aren't going to be going through fluffy tips or old school rebuttals. These are real world strategies being used right now by my top advisors who are absolutely crushing it. And I want to make sure that you pay attention, especially if you want to be a part of the herd, if you will, that's out there winning right now. So we're going to dig into the psychology behind each objection, strategic responses that actually really, truly work, and how to reposition yourself from someone trying to close into someone who really leads with power and confidence. So let's get into it. What one of the first objections that I wanted to cover today is, especially in today's world, what are you going to do for me that I can't already do on my own? Managing my own money. Maybe it's kind of a hobby for me. I've been hearing some of that out there. I'm sure some of you have been as well. This is definitely a classic. It's definitely the what we might call the ultimate value objection, and definitely with AI, YouTube experts everywhere, DIY platforms everywhere. Clients feel more empowered now than ever just to do it themselves. And you know what? They're not totally wrong, with all due respect. It is easier than ever to trade a stock today, build a simple portfolio, plug into multiple robo-advisors, AI, all of that. But you know, here's the thing. My top advisors, they don't argue any of those strategies or those concepts. They actually lean into it. So let's say the objection is, what are you going to do for me that I can't already do for myself? Here's what I would hear. I've heard some from some of my top advisors. Absolutely. And here's the thing. It sounds like you're very proactive and engaged with your finances. And that's awesome. That's fantastic. And congratulations. Most of the people that I work with feel the exact same way. But there's a difference between investing and having a fully integrated, tax-efficient, risk-managed retirement strategy. And just stop. Have some uncomfortable silence. Be comfortable with the uncomfortable, right? What you've done there is you've repositioned yourself not as someone who does it for you, but as a true partner. Because that's what we all want, right? We want a strategist. We want a quarterback. And here's the mind shift that I've worked with some of my advisors on. You're not competing with the DIY tools. You're not competing with clients that don't know what they're missing. It's not about what they can do on their own. It's about what they might be overlooking what you do. So our top advisors are using side-by-side comparison tools, the best technology out there, the best AI out there, story-based planning examples. I've got all kinds of those. And utilizing one-page visuals that clearly show the power of integrating with the firm. So your brochure, obviously, your website, obviously, all of those things, but making sure it's very simple and easy to understand the integration between what the client and their knowledge and the tools that they have and your firm. So you're not selling investments. What you are selling, what you are offering, what you are providing is clarity, confidence, coordination. Three C's: clarity, confidence, and coordination. And when the client says, I'm doing fine on my own, your job is to make them wonder, what could I be doing better? All right, that was objection number one. Objection number two: I don't really know you yet. So this is really a trust objection, right? Meaning I'm not sure I'm comfortable moving forward. And that's really what it is, a trust objection. And in all reality, it's one of the most common human reactions that there really is. So the client doesn't feel safe yet. Not with you, not with the process. Maybe they've been burned in the past. Maybe they're still kind of feeling you out a little bit. And the thing is that my advisors never try to bulldoze through this one. You want to be confident, but don't obviously run them over. Instead, let's take a breath. Let's humanize the moment. Empathy, right? So here's what you would say there. Look, I completely understand. And here's the thing. You should feel 100% confident before you move forward with myself and my firm. I don't want to rush this either. Let's slow down and let's really walk through how we will work together, how we will partner alongside you. I want to make sure that we do this step by step. And then let's really pull back the curtain. And the advisors then at that point in time, they're showing their planning process. They're really making sure that the prospect understands who's on the advisor's team, thus who's on the prospect's team, what the first 90 days will look like, how we will communicate with you, what our communication consists of, what the reporting looks like, and making sure that they're very clear with that whole process. And then let's make sure that we have some intro videos that we show from myself, from the team, from the advisor, and from that, have them have a clear understanding of what the operations looks like, what compliance looks like, what the support will look like, to prove that it's just not the one guy at the desk, and it's a full infrastructure that will be supporting them when they become a client, when they become a part of your family, when they truly become a partner. So here's the thing. You don't earn trust by promising outcomes, meaning I'm going to guarantee you a 19% return. That's not how you earn trust. You earn it by being present, by being prepared, and by being patient. The three P's, right? All right. Objection number three. I already have an advisor. Clearly. Yeah, we're probably, that's more than likely the case. And this is obviously not a hard no. It's really more of a prove it, meaning prove that you're going to give me more value than my current advisor. Prove that you're going to give me more attention than my current advisor. Prove that you actually understand me more than my current advisor. And here's the mistakes that I have seen out there from some advisors that have really failed in these scenarios. They hear, I already have an advisor, and they back off immediately. Or even worse, they start to beat up the competition and tear them down. A confident advisor with a true firm doesn't have to do that. That's a big mistake. Clients don't want drama. Nobody wants drama. Nobody does. They want confidence. Okay? So what I have seen from my top advisors do in those situations is they respect the current relationship while gently opening the door to provide a fresh perspective. Because that's really what we're trying to do here. So let me tell you a quick story. One of my advisors had a sharp prospect, big assets, business owner, already had an advisor, and this advisor's with him for over a decade. And he looked the advisor in the eye and said, look, I like you, but I've been with my guy forever, and I'm loyal. And the advisor said, okay, for a second. He's like, okay. I wanted to say totally understand and, you know, just back off. But then he took a deep breath, composed himself, and said, okay. And he leaned in respectfully, confidently. And he said, here's, and overall he was thinking, here's what I learned, is that people don't say no because they don't want your help. They say no because something in their brain hasn't aligned yet. And you know, here's the thing. This is specifically what you say here is, that sounds great. And I'm glad that you've got someone in your corner. Now, out of curiosity, when's the last time they stress tested your plan for hidden tax inefficiencies or updated your income strategy based on new laws or updated your income strategy based off of life events? You've been with them for 10 years. Over those 10 years, I'm certain things have changed. So what's happening there is we're not tearing the advisor down. What we are doing is we are introducing doubt without attacking. At the same time, positioning yourself as someone with more tools, fancier tools, more interactive tools, friendlier tools maybe, someone with a deeper bench. Look at everyone on my staff. Look at everyone in my firm. Look at all the things that they do. Look at the access that you'll have with them or to them. And then also just generically speaking, a fresh second opinion, right? That's something that we all would want. And a story that you could share is, obviously you want to share real recent perspectives and stories that you've had. For example, last week I worked with a family who had a great advisor. But we still uncovered $22,000 in tax savings by optimizing withdrawals. And you know, the thing is, we didn't replace their guy. We added clarity, And the thing is we all want to save on taxes. How do you think they felt when we helped uncover those $22,000 in tax savings? A really big deal, right? Nice, clean, simple, easy to use story. Real world, you want to make sure that you're using real stories. And that scenario is not, hey, fire your advisor, right? It's, hey, here's more than what you knew was available. You know, no disrespect, no offense to your current advisor. This is why it's important that you have a fresh perspective. So it's all about second opinion framing, collaboration language, value layering, making sure we're all on the same page there and understanding the value. And that's really how my top advisors win. And that's how you will win as well. The fourth objection. And, you know, this is one that I've heard many, many, many times. Now's not a good time. And even deeper, I've just become widowed. I've just become divorced. I'm overwhelmed because of that. This feels like too much right now. So we're talking, this is very emotional, right? It's situational. It's real. This is real. These are real scenarios. And when you hear that, just like everything else, don't push, relax, sit, be present, be empathetic. But also know this, and here's the thing. There's never going to be a perfect time. I mean, obviously, a week after the divorce, things are going to be very, very tough. However, there's never going to be a perfect time. And my best advisors, my top advisors, they balance empathy with empowerment. So they'll say something along the lines of, I completely understand how everything is so overwhelming right now. And that this has got to just feel next level overwhelming. And I understand that, and I get that. But what I have found that these moments, hard as they are, they are actually the most important times, the most perfect times to pause and really make sure that you're protected. So we're offering a safe and gentle next step, right? A guiding hand, a lighthouse, a safe harbor. So let's not worry about the full plan right now. Let's just take a look at where things stand. No commitments. That way you could breathe easier knowing where things are. And we can provide you with a one-page report showing you that. Not a full plan, just a one-page report. So once again, No pressure, just permission to pause without losing progress. And that's really, obviously, throughout all of this, that's how you build trusting and long-term relationships, long-term partnerships, right? Objection number five, let me think about it and get back to you. Meaning, I'm really, or possibly even, I'm waiting for the market to settle down. I'm sure we've heard that as well. And this is all, you know, a polite stall, a polite pause. Client's not saying no here. They're just not ready to say yes. So the real situation, what's really happening here is the client is still unclear. They're not really sure what's happening, what the value is. And the best advisors that I work with, they're not going to chase. We're not saying chase. What we're doing now is we're going to create space while still maintaining control, right? They'll say things like, of course. Would it be helpful if we walk through what you're thinking about? Just to make sure that I didn't leave anything unanswered. Because the last thing that I want to happen is have you walk out these doors and have questions that were unanswered, and you're still not really sure what you're thinking about. So what that does is two separate things. Shows respect, right? And then also allows us the opportunity to find out if there's a real objection here and an opportunity to be able to handle that at that point in time. Because at that point in time, they might actually come out and say something along the lines and say it out loud. I'm just really concerned about market volatility. I'm just not really sure I understand the process. I'm not really sure I understand what's happening here. Or quite frankly, I'm overwhelmed. And now once it's out in the open, we're able to reframe, right? You know what? Totally makes sense. And my apologies for maybe going too fast here. My apologies for putting too much on your plate at once. Let's slow down and let's take it through here step by step and make sure that you truly understand. And ironically, that's might be what most people say before they make a change. And after the dust settles, the families that I serve and the families that I work with and the uncertainty, they want to make sure they're not forced to react later. So let's make sure that we cover these items now. And then at that point in time, they would pivot. So let's set a short follow-up. That way you have time to process. I'll bring some updated insights and see if it makes more sense at that point in time. And if it does, then at that point, we can move forward. If not, no worries. At least you're informed. That's leadership. That's control without pressure. That's confidence. And quite honestly, if you've got all the tools and the systems and processes in place, they'll be crazy not to move forward from there. So, you know, here's the bottom line. Objections are not rejections. They're not failure. They're really feedback, right? They're really feedback at your process. We all learn differently. We all hear differently. We all listen differently. So with that feedback, it's really a request for leadership, a way for you to maybe reposition some of the tools you've been discussing or showing. And once again, the top advisors that I work with, they don't fear objections. They're prepared for them. And in fact, it might even welcome them a little bit because it provides you an opportunity to dig in deeper and provide more clarity, right? So you've got to know your messaging. You've got to master the mindset, right? Own the moment. And if you want to stop guessing what to say when objections really show up, you don't need to reinvent everything. Just make sure you're prepared. You just need to plug into your systems that are already working, dig in deeper to those, make a clearer presentation on those. Or at the same time, if maybe you don't have those yet, that's exactly what we're here to do. Help you find systems and processes that we already have that are already proven. So in closing here, if this episode helped you at all, do me a quick favor. Follow me out on LinkedIn. You'll find me out there, Rob Rumsberg. I'm always sharing real advisor strategies every day, just about. Obviously, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You'll find me on Spotify, Apple. We're always dropping new training clips all the time. Head out to my website, which is simply evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. And out there, you'll see all kinds of tools, full support, ways to follow all of my socials, more ways to tap into all the systems that we use. So until next time, stay sharp, stay real, and as always, stay unfiltered and unstoppable. Thank you for what you do for your communities. Really appreciate you.